T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
Well, if you woke up this morning and looked at your timeline on your social media, you will see that everyone is apparently doing spring cleaning with their brooms, sitting in the middle of their living rooms, standing up straight. Why is that? Great question.
Good. I'm glad I asked it.
NASA apparently has suggested that yesterday was the only day, based on the Earth's gravitational pull, that a broom would stand straight up. It wouldn't fall over. It wouldn't lean one way or the other. It would stand straight up because of how the Earth's gravitational pull, yesterday only. If you tried it today, it's not going to work. But just yesterday, and so obviously people decided that they wanted to videotape it and take pictures of this and put it all over social.
Did you see mine?
I did.
If you want to see Gavin's, you can text the word broom to 73389.
People are dumb.
What do you mean?
People are just so dumb. It's so easy for like the internet to just get tricked by stuff. None of that happened.
Right.
But I saw on your video a broom standing up.
Yeah, because brooms can do that.
What do you mean? It was standing up. It wasn't leaning against anything.
I know, because brooms can do that. It has nothing to do with gravitational pull or the axis of the planet. Or NASA, for that matter.
Right. No one can find this tweet NASA put out saying that yesterday was gravitational pull day and your broom can stand up on its own.
Like, just a quick Google search before, like, when I saw the broom challenge last night, of course I tried it because it looked cool and I wanted to freak my kids out.
Of course.
Right. Oh, great idea.
Which is what is in my video. But at the same time, guess what comes up? A CNN report from like 5 years ago of them being like, yeah, did you know brooms can do this?
Wow. Hard hitting news day CNN had that day.
Yeah.
I don't see how a broom could do that.
It's because of all the bristles.
Right.
Brooms aren't heavy. Okay.
Maybe it's because our broom is at an angle.
Almost all brooms are at an angle. It's just the way that a broom is made. It's not heavy. And you get enough bristles that when they push out together, it can balance itself.
So do you have to push it down some?
No, you just, it takes a couple times, but you can, did you not even try it? Do we have a broom?
We don't have a broom.
We went to try to find a broom. Right.
I mean, you know what? Looking around this building, it's not surprising.
Are you shocked?
I got a text in our group thread yesterday, and it just said, it was like from Rain that said, my timeline is blowing up with these brooms. And I wrote, I don't know what that means. And then I tried to go to sleep.
I mean, If you haven't seen it yet, you haven't been on social media.
Okay, so have you tried to do it since yesterday?
Well, if we had a broom, I'd show you.
We don't.
I'm telling you, it has nothing to do with anything.
You can text broom to 73389. Someone even texted in. I left mine standing up overnight, and it was still standing when I woke up this morning.
Yeah, of course it was. Why would it fall over? Here's the thing, okay? When I heard this, and I'm not a smart person, but when I heard this, my first thought was, that doesn't make any sense. Why would the gravitational pull of the Earth make a broom stand up?
To be fair,
you would feel that.
Right.
The gravity, we don't feel gravity.
No, you would feel, if something was so strong that one day, we would feel it somehow.
Oh, but somehow you question Mercury retrograde.
You have not successfully explained what that is.
I don't know that I'm totally in the camp of this can happen all the time. Because, okay, but gravitational, okay, so you're telling me the gravitational pull of the Earth can't be enough to make a broom stand up, but you do believe that more babies are born during a full moon.
With the axis. They have to, something about the axis is involved. People thought that the axis of the Earth was now straight up, which it's never straight up. It's always at an angle.
Right.
And that's why brooms were standing up yesterday.
If the axis of the Earth changed, I think that we'd have a lot more problems.
Oh, we'd have major problems.
Well, I would have known the axis of the world. I could have felt that.
I mean, the only reason why I think more babies are born during a full moon is because that's what labor and delivery nurses tell me. I don't know, nor do I care. I really don't care if more babies are born during a full moon.
I'm just saying believe it, is all I'm
moon,
saying.
The moon, we're not talking about the moon.
I'm just saying one sounds equally as bizarre as the other,
listen,
is all I'm saying.
It does sound weird. The fact that somebody's like, well, the moon has an effect on the tides of the ocean, and I'm like, what? But that is actually true.
Right. Yeah.
Because you can confirm it with science.
Right.
I just feel like it hasn't been enough time for us to confirm this with science, is all I'm saying.
How much time do you need?
48 hours.
Okay. Now, listen, you can text us at 73389. Let us know if you weren't 100% sure if this was true or not, so you did it at home, and did we ruin it for you that the fact that there's nothing wrong with the Earth's gravitational pull yesterday, and that your broom automatically stands up because it's designed that way by the manufacturer.
Here's the thing. I tuck my broom like between the wall and the refrigerator at my house.
All
you know,
right.
You got the, okay. That son of a bitch slides down into my kitchen constantly.
Yeah.
So if it's designed to stand up, why can't it be designed to even lean against a wall?
It's not designed to stand up.
He just said it was.
It can
he
stand up.
He said it was designed by the manufacturer. Wow.
Is that true?
You know what, X-Files?
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah. It's so that like you don't constantly have to keep putting it against something, that you can stand it up and it'll stay there without falling over. It's not every broom. Don't try it and go, oh, no, science is wrong. It's not every broom. It's brooms have to have a flat bottom to it, which helps it stand.
See, now you guys are all over the place. Because earlier I said my broom has an angle. He said every broom has an angle.
I thought all brooms.
Now you're
have
saying
angles.
That it has to have a flat bottom. Why don't you guys, Mulder and Scully, get your story straight before you try to trick us?
All that Ray needs to do now is tweet it out and get it shared by Kendall Jenner, and we'll start this all over again.
Well, then I'd believe it.
If that happened, sure.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.